In the day's other news, Wall Street's big summer tech stock rally hit a wall and triggered a sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 800 points, nearly 3%, to close at 28,292. The Nasdaq fell almost 600 points, 5%, and the S&P 500 fell 3.5%. All of this as new jobless claims hit 881,000 last week. That is the lowest since March, but partly due to a change in how the number is calculated. The U.S. COVID-19 death toll topped 186,000 today out of 6.1 million confirmed cases. That news came as pandemic expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said it is unlikely a vaccine will be ready by late October, as the CDC has suggested. We'll focus on this after the news summary. The mayor of Rochester, New York, has suspended police involved in the death of a black man last March. Newly released video shows Daniel Prude ran naked into the street. Police said he was spitting. They put a hood on him and pressed him to the pavement for 2 minutes. He died a week later. Last night, protesters gathered outside police headquarters. Today, activists demanded charges be filed.
We're not stupid, man. We know that if someone is murdered in March and then they take until September for you to say something, you covered that up. That's the literal definition of it. And we're not standing for it. We're not tolerating it. So we're asking for them officers to be terminated and then later arrested immediately.
Prude's family says that he had mental health problems. A medical examiner's report found PCP in his system. It ruled the death a homicide caused primarily by physical restraint. And the Kremlin today dismissed allegations that it ordered the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He's now hospitalized in Berlin in an induced coma. German officials say that he was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Germany has not shown adequate proof. Still to come on the News Hour, the CDC tells states to prepare for a possible coronavirus vaccine by this fall. How the airline industry continues to struggle with the impact of the pandemic. We examine the president's complicated relationship with national news media, plus much more.
This is the PBS News Hour. From WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.